Well, today's episode on tax department sets target for faceless assessment till mid-September. SAG Infotech has shared tips on faceless assessment till mid-September while detailing its features. So let's start. All the faceless e-assessment scheme of income tax are implementing by the 3,130 tax personnel, which includes 600 IT officers. 8,700 cases have been settled out of 58,319 cases which are selected for online assessment. Finance Minister Ms. Nirmala Sitharaman has announced in 2019 budget and is seen as a big jump towards transparent tax in administration. Principal Chief Commissioner of Income Tax and the Member of Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, Mr. S.K. Gupta said that this is the first time that we are doing the faceless e-assessment. The work has picked up since July, after having addressed all the issues related to infrastructure, manpower, hardware, and software. Our target is to finish all the cases by mid-September. So if you are looking for the best return filing software, then here you can file income tax return form GenIT software quickly and accurately. Working with faceless e-assessment works. Faceless income tax assessment and how it works for the taxpayers. The units who assess the files of taxpayers is done through the National e-Assessment in Delhi, as it is the single point of contact in between them. The assessee has to respond in 15 days of notice to NEC who issues the notice under Section 143(2) to the taxpayers. On the notice, the NEC assigns the case under an automated system to any assessment and ensures anonymity. The anonymity and the absence of human interface will go a long way in addressing the issue of harassment as well as curb instances of corruption, Sri Gupta added. Instead of territorial jurisdiction, we have brought it dynamic jurisdiction. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141-407-2000. Thanks for listening.